You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to talk about astronomy. Welcome, Dave Hansen.
Hi, glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you could make it. And I understand you are a friend of Marie Drake Planetarium. Can you tell me a little bit about what that group does?
We put on shows and operate the planetarium. It's an all-volunteer group once a month, or sometimes even twice a month. We'll put on programs at the planetarium at the school there.
And you guys have a program tonight. It's called Galaxies, Engines of the Universe. Let's tell us a little bit about what the program is going to be like, and then I have some follow-up questions.
Okay. Well, it's going to be all about galaxies and how the universe is kind of organized by galaxies and the role that galaxies play in making our universe dynamic and making it possible for star creation. And I guess, sort of as a side thing, that's where we come from. So,
is it a video?
No, it's a lecture.
Oh, it's a lecture.
With slides and.
Cool. And you'll be using the projector at some point too?
Yeah, we'll be doing the Juno Sky Tonight show. So we use the star ball and project up on the dome and show all the constellations and some of the objects that are out there in the sky. And then we move on and do the specialized program for the night, which will be the program on galaxies. And that'll be about 45 minutes on galaxies, galaxy evolution, how galaxies interact, how they make our universe dynamic.
Are you the guest speaker?
I am the guest speaker.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk galaxies. First of all, galaxies are in the news today. There was a story about a new map that was published. Charts something like 300,000 previously unknown galaxies.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, that was a radio survey. So astronomers look at the sky in different ways. So in this case, they look in radio frequencies. And the reason that's important is because you can see things in radio wavelengths that you can't see in visual wavelengths. We live inside a galaxy, so the galaxy actually blocks a large chunk of the sky. So in visual wavelengths, all you see is our galaxy. It's like a city out there with light pollution kind of blocking the view. But in radio wavelengths, you can see right through all that gas and dust and see what's on the other side of our galaxy.
I've seen a number of photographs from the Hubble Space Telescope. Is that telescope outside of the universe looking at it?
No, the
galaxy. Apologies.
No, the Hubble Space Telescope orbits the Earth. So it's in space, but it's near the Earth.
Yeah.
So it's up against the same limitation, you know, as far as what's called the zone of avoidance, which is, you know, looking into our own galaxy.
So how do you get those photographs of galaxies?
It's complicated.
maybe we don't have enough time to go into
Well,
it today.
It's simple. You put a camera on the back of a telescope and you point it at the right place and you take a lot of images. But there's a lot of complicating factors. The Earth is turning, so you've got to somehow track the motion of the Earth very accurately so you can stay right on the object that you're trying to photograph. Because you may be taking as many, you know, as long as 10 hours of exposure to get an image.
So what is the composition of a galaxy? What are the elements that define it?
A galaxy is a gravitationally bound assembly of stars, gas, dust, stellar remnants, and dark matter.
And what's at the center? Is it a black hole?
Most large galaxies do have a black hole at the center. And we're discovering more and more that that's more common. So black holes definitely interact with galaxies and affect galaxy evolution.
And why is it that the universe organizes itself into galaxies?
Well, I don't want to give away any spoilers the program tonight. But essentially, it has to do with the beginning of our universe and the fact that the universe expanded from a very small universe to a very large universe in a short period of time. And what happened was that quantum fluctuations in the early universe were then stretched out to cosmic scales and caused sort of lumpiness in the initial constituents of the galaxy. And then gravity caused those to then collapse into what are now galaxies.
It's hard to wrap your head around those concepts. So about how many solar systems, like similar to our own, exist in like our galaxy?
Well, that's pretty exciting because, you know, it's just in recent years that we've discovered exoplanets and planetary systems around stars. And based on the surveys that have been done so far, at least one out of every three stars has a planetary system around it.
That's a lot more than I thought.
So there's billions of stars in our galaxy, so there's a lot of planets out there.
And what do we know about the probability of other Earth-like planets out there?
Well, that's obviously an area of quite a bit of interest, trying to figure out, what life would look like at that kind of distance. So now that we are discovering these exoplanets and finding out that they are fairly common, new surveys are being developed to try to zero in on signs of life.
The talk, Galaxies, Engines of the Universe, is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Murray Drake Planetarium. Dave Hansen is speaking with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program or about galaxies?
Well, I just remind the listeners that they can always find out what's going on at the planetarium through our website, MurrayDrakePlanetarium.org. We're also on Facebook. And we look forward to having people come on down and enjoy the program.
Excellent. Murray Drake Planetarium, 1415 Glacier Avenue. The program starts at 7 o'clock. David, thank you so much for speaking with me today. It's fascinating stuff.
Thanks for having me.